all the websites you visit, all the products you buy, all the geolocation data on your phone. It's the kind of information that's being bought and sold every day by an industry that's making billions of dollars on people's personal data. Elected officials across the political spectrum say Vermont needs to do a better job protecting residents from predatory data harvesting practices. But lawmakers have once again failed to reach consensus on a comprehensive data privacy bill. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld has been following the debate and is here to talk about some of the roadblocks. Hey, Pete.
Hello, Mitch.
So when we talk about data privacy, I usually think we're talking about big technology companies here like Google, Meta, Amazon, that operate on this massive global scale. So why is little old Vermont taking on this issue?
The truth, Mitch, is that the federal government hasn't done much in recent memory to address the data privacy issue. I've talked with Senator Peter Welch about this in the past. He says big tech has done a pretty effective job gumming up the works in Congress. So since D.C. hasn't stepped up to the plate in a meaningful way, we're seeing states take this on themselves. About 20 states have comprehensive data privacy laws now. Some of them are viewed as being very friendly to big tech. Others are viewed as more consumer-oriented laws. There are data privacy hawks in the state house who think Vermont has an opportunity to cover some new ground with its law, to establish some new data privacy provisions that not only safeguard Vermonters against what can be a pretty predatory industry, but also set a new and higher standard for other states that are contemplating this issue as well.
Okay, so what do those lawmakers say Vermont can do to deliver the safeguards you're talking about?
You know, a lot of things, as it turns out. This is a sprawling piece of legislation, but some of the major provisions deal with when and how companies can buy and sell your information. And privacy advocates want an outright ban on the sale and collection of sensitive personal information, things like your fingerprints or information about your religious affiliations or your health. They also want guardrails on the type of data and the amount of data that a company can use for various business practices. And they also, this is a key one, they want to give individual consumers the right to sue companies if they misuse their data in ways that cause harm. Vermont would be the first state to include this so-called private right of action in a comprehensive data privacy law. And advocates say it's one of the legal tools that states can use that will really compel companies to comply with new privacy regulations.
Well, lawmakers did not pass a data privacy bill this year, so obviously there was not universal buy-in for the kind of proposals you were just talking about. What do people object to here?
As you said, Mitch, earlier, when we think about the data industry, we tend to think about large data brokers and big tech companies like Amazon and Google. But there are lots of Vermont companies that, due to 21st century business imperatives, find themselves involved in the business of buying data. Targeted online advertising, for instance, is all but required for retail these days. And in order to effectively reach prospective clients online, it's best if you know a lot about them. So there are concerns from businesses, also from nonprofits and healthcare organizations, that they're going to get ensnared in privacy regulations that are better targeted at bigger technology companies. They're worried that complying with these provisions will add to the already high cost of doing business in Vermont. And foremost, they're worried that this new private right of action will expose them to costly civil suits for unintentional violations of the proposed law.
So interesting. So, Pete, where does the debate go from here?
It's clear that the opposing sides are at an impasse right now. And so data privacy advocates are going to regroup this summer, meet up with business constituencies, and try to do a more convincing job selling them on the merits of their plan. They know their bill isn't going anywhere without support from the business community and support from Republican Governor Phil Scott, who vetoed a comprehensive data privacy bill that Democratic lawmakers sent to his desk last year. Advocates are also trying to join forces with lawmakers in Maine and Massachusetts to try to coordinate a multi-state approach to stronger data privacy protections so that no one state has to go it alone on some of these measures.
That's Vermont Public Reporter Pete Hirschfeld, and you can check out his full story and all the Statehouse coverage from our Capitol Bureau at vermontpublic.org. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.